Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week. All of you listening out there in the Spokane and Coeur d'Alene areas on AM 630 AM and the 96.5 FM. Thank you guys for being there. And also our friends outside the wire in occupied territory listening to the live stream or the podcast, if you happen to be listening to the podcast later on in the week. And just as a reminder, you guys know you can dial in and listen on your phone if you're on the go. That number is 1-605-477-4336 to tune in and listen to either the American Christian Network or Liberty Broadcasting System, which is what we're on right now. And you can switch back and forth there. If you want more information about how to listen to this or previous shows or future shows, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and click on that Listen to RFR tab. And everything you need to know is right there. Don't forget our podcast, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. Right now we've got Glenn Tate, the author Glenn Tate from the 299 Days book series, scheduled to interview. And we might have a special treat, get two for one, and have Shelby Gallagher join us as well. Both authors of dystopian novels and some of the favorites in this listening audience. And so tune in then. We'll be live streaming off of RadioFreeRedoubt.com and then, of course, our Podbean site as well. Which is radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, also linkable from the website at radiofreeredoubt.com. Whew, got all that out of the way. Thank you guys for supporting us and helping us to offset the growing costs of Radio Free Redoubt as we continue to grow. There's a donate page on our website, too, and we're just really grateful for those of you who consider just giving $5 or $10 or $20, $50 a month, anything that that could be helpful that you're able to, if you're able to, and if you're blessed by what we do and the message that we have, and of course, the Nationwide Emergency Preparedness Communications Network of radio operators called AMRON, the American Redoubt Radio Operators Network, nationwide training going on all the time, daily, among our AMRON core operators. So that's really exciting too. But yeah, we could use your help with all of that. All right, now in the Inland Pacific Northwest, this is occupied territory we're talking about here. Snowstorm hitting the greater Puget Sound area. Of course, there's snow all across. It's winter time. Of course, there's snow in the Pacific Northwest. But this is unusual. 4 to 6 inches, up to 8 inches expected, with power outages and snarled traffic and everything else. Fortunately, it's on a weekend. And it's interesting. The traffic is, it was just at a creeping standstill, which it normally is. But this is worse because all the schools are getting out early. All the government entities were letting their people go early, and everybody's trying to sneak off home early. And it was interesting watching some of the images coming in of store shelves being empty in some places. It was just business as usual. But there were reports of pushing and shoving and people getting irritable and trying to get gas and trying to, you know, panic in panic mode. Now, remember, that area does not get a lot of snow. It rarely gets snow ever. And they get a half of an inch and it just, you know, paralyzes the place. But 4 to 6 inches, That's significant. And of course, the air is so much more dense and so much more moisture in the air that the snow is just that heavy, wet stuff. You drive on it, it packs it down instantly, becomes slick. And now all those people over there are driving around with, you know, all season radials. They've got what? Two snow plows. Besides the airport, they've got two or three snow plows to go around. And so it just gets bogged down. But see, it's interesting to see the panic mode. We want to be self-reliant. If you want to be full-blown prepper, build your bunker and all that stuff, right on. That's good stuff. I like that. It's fun. It's a hobby, you know, for those of you who can afford it. It's great. But I don't have a bunker. I wish I had a bunker, but I can't afford that kind of stuff. But you don't need a bunker, and you don't need to be in panic mode to be prepared for your average snowstorm or your average disaster, which at a minimum we all should be, just to be self-reliant. You can't help your neighbors if you are try to be one who can help others instead of one being needing help whenever you can. And sometimes we all need help. But self-reliance, that's the key, especially for the times that we have coming to our country. I believe the symptoms and the signs are that very extremely challenging times lay ahead for us, especially for Christians. And we need to be as self-reliant as possible. So a disaster or a severe winter storm is a great kind of a dry run, if you will, for just seeing how well you could do without electricity, when food isn't accessible, when you might not be able to travel as easily and you have to hunker down. How you deal with that mentally, psychologically. The Bible says a lot. There's a lot of examples in the Bible about being prepared, preparing for hardship. And there's plenty of examples in the Bible about going underground, and there's Christians doing that today. But we shouldn't be living in a spirit of fear. The only thing we should be fearing is the Lord, right? So, as the Boy Scout motto, don't panic, don't be afraid, don't be in fear, simply prepare. It's the Boy Scout motto, be prepared. And when you're prepared, you don't have to panic when a storm or a disaster comes or any other disrupting type of an event. And besides, hey, it's winter, be prepared. Now, there's a couple of great expos coming up to help you with that, big proponents of self-preparedness. And so here's a couple opportunities for you. For those of you that are listening in Western Washington in occupied territory, believe it or not, there is going to be a preparedness expo in occupied territory in Bremerton, Washington. And we'll be talking more about this tomorrow night because Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher are spearheading this preparedness expo. So put it on your calendars, Saturday, March 30th. Saturday, March 30th. And that's going to be in Bremerton, Washington. Now, they don't have a website for it yet that I'm aware of, but they do have a Facebook page. I know a lot of you don't have Facebook, but you can still you can go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and look at our preparedness, Puget Sound Preparedness Expo page. And there's the address right there. So if you're driving right now, you don't have a chance to write this down, I understand. You can always go to our website at your convenience and pull up this posting, and there's the address right there. It's 5640 Kitsap Way in Bremerton, Washington, from 9 to 5 on a Saturday, March 30th. So put that on your calendars. And they're always looking for more vendors as well. So if you're a vendor and you'd like to participate in that, they've got the information there. Go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com and look for that posting, for that flyer that we've got posted there. And there's the information, all the information that you need to be there. Now, if that's a little far for some of you to drive, there is another event going on in the American Redoubt just a couple of weeks later. Now, if you can attend both, then great, because there's going to be some great speakers and some great vendors at each of these. I will be speaking at both of these events as well. So I look forward to seeing you guys there and shaking your hands And I will be talking about emergency communications, and I'm sure I'll be talking about the political side of things. I'll be wearing my political hat as well. We're going to be talking about where we are in terms of the socio-political situation in Washington State and Liberty State as the solution. Now, this very much ties into the overall American Redoubt strategy, which is a strategic relocation of hopefully Christian patriots, or at least conservative patriots, into the inland Pacific Northwest states of Eastern Washington, Eastern Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming, to strengthen those areas demographically so that we can be impactful in our region, especially where a civil collapse, socio-political and economic collapse to occur, like many analysts are predicting and have been for decades. Well, we want to have a say as far as what our area and our region looks like. And the demographics are going to determine what type of culture you have coming and what type of laws you have. And this is a great test run to see the influence of conservative patriots in Eastern Washington as they get behind the Liberty State effort, which is growing and picking up momentum all the time. So this is very exciting. I got off on a little tangent there. So we'll pull it back on task here. The Northwest Preparedness Expo, that's been going on for, what, 5-6 years? But last year they took a break. And much to the chagrin of many of you out there who were not very happy that the Northwest Preparedness Expo was not going on. But that's going to be going on in Prosser, Washington, in fruit and wine country, the breadbasket of Eastern Washington and a very large portion of the breadbasket of the American Redoubt, April 13th and April 14th in Prosser, Washington, just about, well, probably about 30 minutes outside of Tri-Cities. We look forward to seeing you guys there. I know I will be speaking there. Representative Matt Shea will be speaking. I believe Glenn Tate and possibly Shelby Gallagher will also be speaking at that. There'll be Dave from AMP3. A lot of really great vendors that will be there talking about the five S's of preparedness. That's safety, sustenance, shelter, skills, and supplies. And that flyer is also going up over at radioforredoubt.com. So you got two events there for your self-reliance, self-preparedness needs and education. Saturday, March 30th, Puget Sound Preparedness Expo. And April 13th and 14th, which is a two-day event, Saturday and Sunday, we'll be there. Ameron will be there. Radio Free Redoubt will be there. And I will be speaking at both of those events. We look very much forward to that. Now, when we talk about the socio-political collapse going on in our country, right now we have a country that is really in the spotlight, and that's Venezuela. How socialism has, it is another example of what socialism does to a nation. And Washington Examiner, they ran just a couple of weeks ago, they ran a article with the headline, "In Venezuela, socialism has succeeded the way it always does." Such are the delusions of socialism. And it's no different now here under Maduro. He's running out there training with his troops, saying we're going to fight off the evil empire of the United States when they come to invade us. And there's a lot going on right now. See, and these people are starving. There are people who are giving themselves or their children into prostitution, or they can't feed their children, so they're trying to break up the families to get the children off to other people in their communities who might be a little bit better off that can help feed their children so they're not starving. People are clamoring to get over the border into neighboring countries, creating a refugee crisis in the surrounding countries, affecting their security and economic situation as well. It's very interesting. It's the Socialist Worker website said, where did Venezuela's social crisis come from? They're saying the related question is this happening because socialism failed? No, this is not the failure of socialism, they say. So this is how delusional socialists are. When they see it falling and failing, coming apart at the seams, they're saying, no, socialism didn't fail. It's because of some other excuse. But they always have an excuse why socialism failed this time or communism failed this time. But it'll work next time if we would have just done this differently. The previous president, who will not be named, when trying to bail all these companies out from the recession from 2008, he wanted to dump all this socialist programs, governments bailing out companies, private entities, banks and automotive manufacturers and on and on, saying that the reason why it took us so long to get out of the Great Depression is because we didn't spend enough money fast enough. Of course, under that president, we also doubled our national debt, and he, under his administration, doubled our national debt to an amount that surpassed the debt he added, surpassed all previous presidents combined. Isn't that amazing? And they're saying that we didn't spend enough, fast enough, to get out of the Great Depression. Now, socialism, they're saying, oh, socialism didn't fail. It always fails. And it's always just one step away from communism. Now, Maduro, the president who's trying to hold on to power, dividing the country right there, now he's blocking emergency aid to Venezuela. We're talking food and medical supplies. And he's blocking it. Why? Because he's not going to allow those the United States to invade their country with emergency food. So, once again, whenever the government stops food, emergency food supplies from coming in, they're using food as a weapon, as they have been for the last year. And right now, we've got legislatures, and Congress is in session. And to watch things unfold in Congress and at the state level, I'm looking over at Washington State and they are losing their mind. But see, the Democrats have full control of the Senate and the House of Representatives and the governorship. And they're acting like nothing can stop them. And they're right. They're pushing all of this stuff through. It is mind-bending. With the anti-gun laws, the vaccination laws, they're going all out. Their Christmas wish list for socialist, oppressive type of government is they got it all. They want it all. And they're probably going to get it. But people are standing up. They're pushing back. But see, this is not just Washington State. This is nationwide. And even at Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she's pushing this new green New Deal, which she did on her campaign trail. And so now they have this, she wants to form the Select Committee, and she wants to draft legislation. They're trying to draft this legislation. Well, she did. It was just pathetic. It looked like a child wrote it. Wants 100% renewables. Wants to upgrade every residential and industrial building for state-of-the-art energy efficiency. So we're going to revamp every residential and industrial building in the country for energy efficiency, comfort, and safety. Wants to plant lots of trees. That's what it says. Plant lots of trees. Doesn't say how many. Doesn't say where. There's no plant. What type of trees? Just says plant lots of trees. That is a useful idiot of a Marxist environmentalist lie who actually got voted into a position in our government. What's scary is this is not an isolated incident, one individual that's just off the rails. There are Democrats lined up to sign on with her bill, but they had to yank it from her website because it was so embarrassing the way it was written. So they're going to try to touch it up, make it look a little more official and presentable. And there are Democrats lining up to sign on to this bill by a self-avowed Democratic socialist. Now, in Washington, we also have these communist, socialist, Democrats, or Democrats. It's all synonymous. If you gauge by their apparent agendas, the mantra that they use is nothing other than, nothing short of, communism. I got a quote here to talk about the difference between socialism and communism. A couple of them I want to share with you when we get back from the break. We're going to take a quick break. Got a little message on communism here I want to share with you guys. But I want to recognize our sponsor for this segment, Works LLC, custom-made holsters and magazine carriers made out of Kydex. Top-of-the-line stuff, really pro, made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Go to works.com to learn more, W-E-R-K-Z. And don't forget to also check out the Liberty State Seal or the Liberty State Flag line of holsters that they also offer at works.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Herbert A. Philbrick.
What is communism? I've been on the inside of communism. From this knowledge, I tell you as simply and seriously as I know how. Communism is a lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, as J. Edgar Hoover says, a criminal conspiracy. I'm choosing these words deliberately. Lying, dirty, shrewd, godless, murderous, determined, and it is not an American political party like any other. It's an outlawed organization, taking its orders and instructions from another government to do everything possible to destroy our government. It's an international criminal conspiracy.
We are back with segment two. Segment two is brought to you by our friends over there at Riverfront Suites. Riverfrontsuites.com. For your little weekend getaway, right on the St. Joe River in beautiful St. Mary's, Idaho, just about an hour south of Coeur d'Alene. Check them out at riverfrontsuites.com today. All right, now, I got to talk. There's like so much stuff I want to talk about, but I'm going to just roll it over into tomorrow night's show, set a segment aside to mention a couple of these things. But I was talking about the communists in the legislature, especially over there in Washington. My goodness. And then I said, oh, socialist Democrats or just Democrats. It's synonymous, right? Well, listen to this. Some people who have studied it in depth or lived through it, I want to share some of their thoughts with you because we've got, and these are older, Frederick Bastiat. Now, I've mentioned him before. He's the author of a book called The Law. It is, I have my copy of it. It was signed by the late Representative Helen Chenoweth, Congresswoman from Idaho. Amazing, amazing woman. What a tragic loss. She was killed in a car accident several years ago, many years ago. But an amazing woman gave me a signed copy of this book called The Law. And it's written by Frederick Bastiat. We'll put a link in the highlights and resources posting for this show because I think that is a book that should be on every patriot's bookshelf. So you understand the intent of law, the purpose of law, so well articulated. Anyway, there's a quote from him on socialism, and it's so fitting. He says, socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result of this, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude that we object to its being done at all. We disapprove of state education, Then the socialists say that we are opposed to any education. Then the socialists say that we are opposed. Then we object to a state religion. Then the socialists say that we want no religion at all. We object to a state-enforced equality. Then they say we are against equality. And so on and so on. It is as if the socialists were to accuse us of not wanting persons to eat because we do not want the state to raise grain. So true. But Ayn Rand actually survived communism in the Bolshevik Revolution. She was an immigrant to in the United States from Russia. Of course, she's a famous author who wrote about the effects of communism and socialism. And here's a quote. There is no difference between communism and socialism, except in the means of achieving the same ultimate end. Communism proposes to enslave men by force. Socialism, by vote. It is merely the difference between murder and suicide. And it really is that simple. And that's what we're up against. This is what we want to break the chains of to get away from. And over in Washington State, they are pushing through a bill that is, I believe it's already through the past the Senate, and it is has been introduced to the House. It's about ready to go to committee on this forced requirement mandating vaccinations. There's some people that are really upset about it. There was a rally that Representative Matt Shea led today. And here's what a couple of moms who showed up out of the 2,000 people who showed up, here's what they had to say.
We're here because our kids deserve a choice. As parents, we know what's best. There are risks with everything in life. And as parents, we deserve to make that decision, not the legislature. Sorry, representatives, you have no place in the doctor-patient relationship.
As a mom fighting for a kid with an unstudied diagnosis, these vaccines could harm. So forcing me to take away my choice of where my child goes to school and whether or not she can go to daycare, whether or not I can work, is unacceptable.
And that pretty much summarizes the sentiment of about 2,000 people there. They're fed up and they made their voices known. Good on you who made the trip over there on that and the gun issues and so many more. Guys, we're out of time. Join us tomorrow night at RadioFreeRedoubt.com. We should have Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher. We look forward to seeing you then. God bless. Have a great weekend. This is John Jacob Schmidt. And if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, my name is your name too.